Dr. Judith Christy McAllister. All right, so we were talking about rest, and there are various ways that we can make rest part of our life's equation. And sometimes the rest has to do with being organized. Have you ever really given any thought to how life goes for you when you have your list of things to do literally written down? You don't just have things to do, but you have a written list of things to do, prioritized. I'm going to do this first, this second, this third. And you pretty much know about what time you'd like to have all of those tasks completed. Have you ever compared how life is going for you emotionally and mentally? When you have that written list of things to do compared to when you have nothing written down and you're basically trying to kind of wing it, you know, sort of you want to do this, you know, you want to do that, and you're just kind of keeping everything in your mind. And you kind of have an idea of what order you'll put into play and getting everything done. And everything's in your head. Now, a lot of you have been living long enough that you've probably had opportunities to really do some comparing. Because you've had a lot of opportunities where you could have had a written, prioritized list of things to do. And when you had nothing written down whatsoever. Those of you who have done it both ways, and even if it's you're just now thinking about it, that you're looking back on it as you hear me bring this up. When you compare those two scenarios, does one tend to work for you any better than the other? Now, I know for me, it works a whole lot better to have that written list of things to do. Prioritized, a written, prioritized list of things to do, and have a good idea of when I'd like to have all of those tasks completed. Now, I mentioned, you know, I was asking about the mental and emotional side of it. I know that for me, there is a whole lot less stress when I have it all written down. Because for one thing, I don't have the stress of trying to remember what else I'm supposed to be doing. I don't have the stress of, related to that, hoping I don't forget anything. I also don't have the stress of realizing, oh man, I just completed task number two. Let's say task number three. I'm moving to task number four. And now that I look at it, it would have been so much more efficient if I had completed task number four immediately after task number two, instead of moving on to task number three after completing task number two, whether it's because tasks two and four have so much in common as far as what kinds of work needs to be done, or whether it's because it has to do with going from here to there to get this done, to get that done. And then I realized, in order to take care of item number four, I could have done that while I was in the area taking care of item number two, because those two places are so much closer together than the area for item number two and the area of item number three. Now I'm taking care of item number four and I'm backtracking to get back to item three. I'm losing time and that's frustrating me because I've lost the time. More stress because I'm frustrated. And study after study shows it really is better to have that written, prioritized list of things to do. Written. Don't just put it in your head. Write it down. So something about being organized. That's the whole point there. Organized, organized, organized. All right. Now, speaking of being organized, one of the things that we know being organized can help us with, as I mentioned, is in the area of reduced stress. And of course, reduced stress can lead to better rest. Now, a lot of times when, you know, we're thinking about rest, when you have it in a Christian context, we'll often think about the Sabbath, right? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And we should remember that. We should be thinking about that. But is that the extent of it, or is there more? Well, Dr. Linhart talks about daily routines. And he begins by talking about Nehemiah, who prayed morning and evening about the broken walls of Jerusalem. And it seemed that that was part of his normal practice, not just because of the crisis. In other words, it seemed like he was praying in the morning and the evening to his God even before he got involved in the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem. He echoes the practice of the Levites who prayed in front of the altar morning and evening. Stopping to pray acknowledges the presence of God in our ministry day. Daily routines. What do we do each day? Each day that is part of our routine, I need to do this, I want to do this. Daily routines. How about studying the Word of God? Studying it too, not just looking at the Word, studying it. Delving into it with your mind. Analyzing what you're reading to understand it as deeply as you can so that you can apply it as well as you can. Studying the Word of God. Daily routines. This is what we do each day. Something come up every now and then, and it may pull us away from our routine. But generally speaking, typically, this is what we do each day. How about the weekly routines? Sabbath was a weekly reminder of God's rest after creation and God's rescue of his people from Egypt. We can pause daily, but we need a longer time each week to refresh and to remember, to set aside our lists of things to do, and remember that the strength and direction come from God. For workers in ministry, this may need to be a day other than Sunday. For workers in ministry, your day of rest may need to be a day other than Sunday, and you know why. Because generally speaking, Sunday is a work day for you. And I know some of you might be tempted to say, but I enjoy ministry work. I like the work that I do on Sundays. I understand that. But I also understand that according to some studies, preachers slash pastors have some of the highest rates of depression of any profession. And part of the reason is because of the nature of the work that they do. But part of the reason is also because I love the work I do. And I don't need to rest. Yes, you do. Yeah, you need to rest. Let me tell you something. Basketball players, professional basketball players, enjoy their jobs, their vocations, but they need to rest. There are many, many accountants who love crunching those numbers day after day and getting results, but they need to rest. Teachers, no matter how passionate they are about being in that classroom with their students, preparing those solid lesson plans. They need to rest. Everyone needs to rest and not just wait till you get to the end of the year and take a couple of days off. We need to be resting throughout the year. Sabbath is a great way to do that. And so, again, since many ministers are working and often putting in a full day, when you think about it, getting up, putting in the time that it takes to prepare for that Sunday, and then doing what they're doing on that Sunday, could easily put in 6 to 10 hours. And so for a lot of ministers, Sunday isn't going to be an ideal day of rest. You might pick another day. Let's look at this some more when I come back.